soldiers at ease. Let me tell y'all, I know we taking over the world right now for the kingdom, but we gotta keep it humble though. You gotta stay low, alright? Don't go back to war.
Got over my head,
only time to tell if I'm right or wrong in my beliefs. I'm just saying, cause he come without warning like a thief. Can't you see?
It's your boy Kingpin, Big Drake, Made Men Radio Show, back at your boy. Big Drake, what's up with your boy?
Kingpin, I'm sleepy, boss. I'm not going to lie. I'm tired, boss.
I'm tired, boss.
But you know what? I'm always happy to be back on the air with my family.
Yes, sir. Boy, I missed it last week, man. I got caught up, man, cleaning out the garage, and Big Drake can see my garage, and it's a catastrophe. So
if anybody's ever seen, if you're our age, you probably remember the kids show. I guess it was a kids show. Or if you're a little younger, you probably remember the movie by Will Ferrell. When you in Kingpin's garage, it's like the land of the lost.
Yeah, it is. Brother,
you got to navigate through things. You got to have a map, a compass. You better bring a canister of some water.
I know where everything is, though. I know where everything is in there. Almost, kind of, sort of.
And I have to go through that. I don't know where everything is. So it's a bit overwhelming at times. It is.
But Big Drake, if anything ever happened to me, there is one little box I need you to get in there and get before anybody else get here, okay? So, don't ever keep finding that box, all right? So, but yeah, man, so I got caught up, and if we don't get to get in here on the air on Sunday, it's pretty much a wrap.
Yeah. It's just a little too hard.
Both of our jobs are very demanding, so it's tough if we can't knock it out that one day. So, but we back. We're here today, and you know that's a blessing, man. A lot of college football. So you said you was dog time, man. Share with the listeners what you guys. I did not get to make it down to the most electrifying Kappa Zetas reunion this weekend, man. We all have a good time, bro.
We did, man, and seen a lot of friends and bros that I hadn't seen literally in 10, 11 years.
Right.
And I think, I don't know if my math is right, but another brother came up to me and said, "Hey, Drake, man, you've been like a brother for like 15 years. How'd that feel?" I'm like, "I've been what for how long?" It kind of hit you. I mean, I graduated college itself in 2002.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's
11 years
ago. it just takes you back a little bit. And then, of course, you have your young frat, and these kids were born in 1990, and you're like, oh, Lord have mercy, you know. You're just getting old. But nonetheless, I had a great time. Shout out to everybody, Sigma, non-Sigma, Smoking Joe Frazier, who was on the grill. That's my first. I heard about his food before, but that was my first time having some of it, and it was most electrifying.
Was it?
it was, man. He had. I didn't get a chance to sample everything because I got to the tailgate a little late.
Okay,
but he had hamburgers, hot dogs, sausage. Grilled onions and some type of concoction he made. He had some type of rice, jambalaya, and chicken dish.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Did he grill that?
I don't know how he did it, but it was on, and of course it was in a pan, but it was on the grill. He also did a apple pie on the grill.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he did. Beef ribs, he did chicken, he did butts, he did like four or five butts, he fried fish, I want to say.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Smoking Joe set up a restaurant on the quad out there.
Yeah, and I only had a very small sample of stuff because I got there a little late, and plus I was getting ready to go to the game. I didn't want all that on my stomach when I had to make that walk, you know?
Right, right, right.
But the little bit I had was phenomenal. I got to give it up to him. I mean, it was magical.
Oh, man, but you know what, and I'm wondering, is there something in the Sigma DNA that we just become beast on that grill?
I guess it's in our blood.
That's what I'm thinking, brother. So, something about that Sigma process that bring out the grilling in you as well. Because you are a grill master in the making. You're perfecting your art and your craft. And now you're telling me that Smoking Joe got his smoking from the smoke off that grill.
Yeah, and apparently he does it every week.
Oh, wow.
In the same spot. He does tailgate with some Caucasians.
Uh-huh.
Which is fine, no big deal. But they have like 4 flat screen TVs, 3 tents. You know what they do is, and I'm going to give out the secret. I'm just going to give it out.
Don't give it out.
I know we don't have competitive tailgaters that listen to this show.
Uh-huh.
What they do is, because, you know, you got to be considerate. And I talk about this all the time in life, you know. Concern for your fellow man has just, you just died. Everything is about me, what I can do, what makes me feel good, what's going to make me gratified in this moment, and bump everybody else and everything else.
Mm-hmm. All about me.
Yeah, and nobody cares about their fellow man. But anyway, what he does is he takes off. I'm not going to just say he. I'm pretty sure his tailgating group, his tailgating family, or whatever you want to call them, they take off 5 or 6 different spots right there in a row. But, you know, you can't tape off 5 or 6 spots. So they put up different color tapes, different little signs to make people think it's 5 different tailgates. But it's one tailgate. And they rope off parking and everything.
So we straight.
It's a big spot. It ain't no, like, you know, they just, you know how sometimes people got these spots when they tailgate, then you get this random group of people that try to squeeze in a spot they really can't squeeze into.
Yeah.
No, it ain't none of that. I mean, it's...
This block right here was ours.
Pretty much. Pretty much. But it was nice. I got to see a lot of old frat. Had a lot of frat come over to my house.
Oh, man, that's a great time.
Yeah, my house is always open. I love having people over. So, listeners, like I've said it before, you're always welcome. Come on. We'll hang out. We'll fish. We'll come up in the dungeon. We'll do whatever.
Yeah, because you and Bugs are entertainers. Y'all good entertainers. Y'all good hosts.
Yes. Thank you. Well, I had a real good time. I'm just sleepy. I literally went to bed around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
The job called me at 7:30.
Oh.
I didn't have to get up and go nowhere, but I had to tell somebody else to get up and go somewhere. So, but once my phone rang at 7:30, I was dog tired.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, it was just hard for me to go back to sleep. Then once I started going back to sleep, that's when everybody that spent the night at my house started waking up. So I'm like, okay, I got to go get up and do something. And you know what, listeners, if you were one of the ones that happened to stay at my house, You sons of guns should have ate the doggone donuts. I went to D-Squared Donuts, bought 2 dozen donuts, all different types, all different flavors. I had cream-filled croissants, peanut butter, pumpkin with Philadelphia cream cheese icing, maple bacon. I had all different types of flavors.
Did people wake up and say they didn't want no breakfast?
Now, if I'm counting correctly, 2 dozen is 24.
Yeah. That's right, man.
Why I got like 22 donuts?
Okay, who did eat a donut?
D ate a donut?
Of course, I knew D ate a donut. That's all I really wanted you to say. I wanted to acknowledge that D ate a donut. I couldn't let it go that D didn't eat a donut. So D ate, but he only ate 1 donut?
I think, you know, I might have 20 donuts or 21. I'm at least 20.
Oh, that's
disappointing. I think D might have ate 1, maybe 2. Ain't no maybe 1. He ate 1. He might have ate 2, maybe 3. And I had 1. Then I got up early because, you know, once my phone rang, I'm like, okay, I'm up now. I got to feed these people. It's going to be quick and easy just to get them something. Because he was like, when I get up, I'm going. I won't sit them on the road with nothing in their stomach.
Right,
right. If I get up, go get some donuts, and they downstairs right now. If, I wish I had some people to give them to. I might go door to door and just say, hey, you want a donut?
Well,
I got that thing left.
If y'all need to stop by, if the GPS take you past 20, call Veronica Gilbert, and she'll meet y'all at the interstate. We'll get them donuts off you, brother.
I'll give them, man. I got chocolate, regular glaze, sprinkled in cream cheese. I got all this. I got all type of stuff.
Because big shout out to D Squared Donuts. Last week, a week before last, when I was in town, I stopped by before hitting the road, and oh my God, I mean, they were just amazing, just melting your mouth. I ate two on the road, and I got a chance to sit in and sample ice cream, and I got to sample. Of course, I started off with the one you recommended, which was the banana pudding, and it tastes like I was eating cold banana pudding. I mean, it was every flavor of banana pudding was in there. So that was absolutely amazing. And then he could not let me leave without trying his coffee, a cappuccino or coffee or something. But it had a nice hint of chocolate in it. And, man, it was fantastic.
And you had like a little foot swirl in that thing.
Yeah, man. And then all the Italian ices. I mean, it was marvelous, man. It was absolutely great. And I brought donuts back to my wife, and she was like, oh, boy. I said, yeah, I know. I know.
New Italian ice, and I don't know if you had it when you were there, but I know I was telling you about the cotton candy. If you like cotton candy, which I'm a cotton candy fan, it tastes like cold cotton candy, but it's just delicious. I don't know if you got a chance to sample that.
He didn't have a cotton candy. Well, I don't know if he had it. I didn't sample cotton candy.
Okay. Well, anybody that knows me knows I like a nice ice cold Arnold Palmer when I go to a restaurant. Instead of getting Coke, right? Most of the time I get water. But if I want a drink, I get a nice ice cold Arnold Palmer. For those of you who don't know what an Arnold Palmer is, it's half lemonade and half sweet tea.
Mm-hmm. From the
sound side, crazy, but it is delicious. Well, I'll be doggone if B Squared doesn't have an Arnold Palmer Italian ice.
He showed me that. Of course, I don't like tea, so I did not try.
Yeah, you don't like tea, but it was phenomenal. Well, that is my favorite.
I had the lemonade. I had the cherry. I think he has.
Did he have the strawberry?
I had the strawberry.
Mango.
I had the mango. That mango was fantastic.
Yeah, the mango was my favorite.
Mango is fantastic. he pointed out the things that were some of your favorites, and so the ones that I did not have a problem with, like the tea or whatever, then I made sure to try, and that mango was fantastic. I mean, it was just awesome, man. You have really made a friend for life, a friend of the fat people all over the world. It's no better friend to have than a personal donut maker. It fits. So did you get he told me he was placing your order, your tiramisu's. Did you get your tiramisu's?
He hadn't made it yet, but he knows anytime he makes tiramisu. And listen, I guess for those of you who don't know what tiramisu is, it is an Italian-style dessert that is made with Italian cream, espresso syrup or espresso coffee, and lady fingers. The lady fingers are soaked in the espresso syrup, then it's topped with this Italian cream called something, mascarpone, it's called something, but other than the lady fingers itself, he does everything from scratch, and it's topped with like this fried cocoa powder, and it's, I like it, I love it, matter of fact, and the owner of these Square Donuts, his name is Dennis. And I'm spoiled. I won't deny that I'm a spoiled person. And so
I was going to say, Big Drake, you know, you're spoiled by many people, dude. You know that, right?
Yes, yes. But you know what? When people say, you know you're spoiled, right? But I always respond by, yes, I do know I'm spoiled. But Ain't I the type of person you enjoy spoiling? You know what I mean? And listen to me, listeners. I'm not one of them ungrateful, spoiled people or people that feel entitlement to anything. But when it comes to food and certain things, people do spoil me, and I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
So what he'll do is, you know, he has a certain way that he makes these tiramisus. Well, because he knows I'm a big fan of the cream aspect of it compared to the lady fingers, he will specially make two totally different from the way he make everybody else's and put more cream in mine and less lady fingers.
But again, to your point, you are a person that I people don't mind going the extra mile because you are absolutely going to appreciate the effort put in for somebody to do that.
Yes, I do like the feel, and if I made anybody feel that I wasn't appreciative, I apologize. That's but right. I think and I feel that I do appreciate stuff that I make sure it's known that, hey, I realize you want an extra mile for me, and I do appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Anytime you coming over, I know no matter when in the year it is, your expectation is for me to fire that grill up.
So it is. It is.
But I don't mind because I know you're going to appreciate, you are appreciative of what comes off that thing.
Yes. And I try to, you know, be there with you, be your sous chef, what you need. And I hang funk and I cut something up for you. So I'm interchanging with you. You know, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm not going to sit banging on the game while you're real.
I'm waiting.
Yeah,
because as we was outside sneaking eating burgers off the grill. So,
oh yeah, that was a little secret. He ain't talking about it. Nonetheless, it was really a good weekend. I'm just tired, which, you know, I can get sleep. It ain't no big deal. It was good seeing people and sharing memories and future. It was just a good time, man. It really was. I wish we had a chance to come. I did see a couple other people that I wish had got a chance. And I know just with families and kids and everything, they weren't able to make it. But overall, man, just a good time to fellowship with people that you went to college with, people you shared experiences with, you know, pledge, that's an experience. Yes. You know, on a football team with some of these cats, that was an experience. It's good to sit back and, for the most part, you know, everybody's doing very well, man, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's doing well.
That's a really great thing, too, man. So, like I say, I seen some of the Instagram posts, man, and hated I could not be there to be a part of it. As I'm watching some little short dude that's like a bowling ball for the Arizona Cardinals just meatball people.
I'm watching that. get off subject a little bit. What's kind of on subject? Do you remember, I guess one of the last times we taped, you and the Humidor were talking about a game that y'all were watching, and I'm like, I can't find a game. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't find a game.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out, because I realized it when the Auburn game came on against Texas A&M.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, even though this was an away game, so it's not like I was going to the game, but I still like to tape them.
Right.
I like to tape the games, you know, even I'm sitting there watching.
Right.
And I'm like, I know the game is on. I mean, I know this for a fact. I can't find it. I ended up calling one of my buddies, inviting my buddy over to come watch the game with me. I hadn't kicked it with him in probably a year.
Uh-huh.
So I was excited for him to come on down. I'm like, I cannot find this game. Then another friend called me, and we were just talking. He's a Florida fan. Matter of fact, his name is Shane Banks. I think I've mentioned his name before.
Yeah, shout out.
He's the one that taught me how to fish.
Right, yeah. You got to talk about him.
He's a huge Florida fan, and I think this was the game that Florida was losing to Missouri. So he was like, man, Florida sucks, Florida this, Florida that. And I'm like, are you watching Florida? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I can't.
No Florida game.
I can't find it. I'm looking at it. I don't know. He said, dude, I'm watching it right now. He said, it's CBS. I said, CBS is 3. I'm putting on Channel 3, and they are literally playing the Andy Griffith Show. I don't. And the heat of the night is coming on next. I don't know what's going on. Then he says, oh, yeah, you have Dish Network, don't you? I say, yeah. He said, oh, man, Dish Network is in a dispute with CBS. And as of October 1st, Dish hadn't had CBS. I'm on DirecTV. That's where I'm able to watch it.
Oh!
Yeah. So my buddy gets over here, and I'm like,
bad news.
We can't watch the game. And I'm like, I gotta see this game. So I end up calling my neighbor. And thank goodness, I'm one of those people in Kingston. I know all my neighbors, know them by name and everything. So I call my neighbor. His name is Matthew. Matthew is the one who won the fishing tournament that I had.
Yeah, he was new to fishing. He went by his girl fishing that day. That's right.
So I had to, it was awkward because I'm like, hey, Matthew, you doing anything? No.
You mind if me and my buddy come over and watch the game with you?
Do you mind if me, my wife, and my buddy come over and watch the game at your house? Naturally, Matthew's an awesome dude. He opened us up, you know, greeted us with open arms. You know, it was a good time. It was okay. But I had to, and now, you know, watching football now, and the college football, and, you know, I do like Notre Dame. I know people hate hearing that, but I do like to watch Notre Dame. And I was sitting here thinking, I hadn't seen not one Notre Dame thing.
It is because.
Did you hear what I just said?
No one Notre Dame game.
Notre Dame game. Listen, I'm tired. I swear for the Lord, I'm just tired. Just bear with me. Bear with me. I'm tired in this troubling times in the kingdom. But the Notre Dame game, I hadn't seen that one of them. And when you pay attention to it, of course, I'm like, okay, I'm missing two football games, pro, and like three or four football games, college, every week.
That's
my buddy, he ended up, and I don't know, I guess I'm going to have to start getting the fights away. While I'm at work, I'm a different person. I'm pretty direct. I'm direct with people, but and people that know me, they will say, hey, you direct, you tell it like it is. But I don't like confrontation. I try to be tactful when I say things.
Right, right.
At work, I'm not so tactful. Hey, bro, you did it. We're going to have to deal with it. Well, what my buddy does is anytime there's anything wrong with his dish service, he also has this, he's on the phone to act a fool.
Oh, you gotta, you can't
but
be
they give him free stuff.
You can't be tactful and nice with the cable people.
Yeah, they give them free stuff. They say, well, you know, Mr. Such and Such, we're sorry about the CBS disputes. We'll give you stars free for 6 months. And I just don't, I go through enough drama in being direct with people at work. I don't want to have to come home and cuss the mail, the cable guy out.
You got to just keep them honest.
You say, if y'all don't do this, I'm going to DirecTV, I'm sick of this and sick of that, and they give me free stuff.
I call them up and cut up every 4 months just for the just off GP. Just say, hey, just
he
so y'all
said
know.
He does the same thing. He said, and listen, I know we're getting way off this, but he said, remember, a couple months ago, this came out with the Hopper.
Yeah.
To compete with DirecTV's Genie.
Right.
And anybody that, any new customer that signed up to get the Hopper got a free iPad.
I would have.
So he called them up. So he called them up and said, hey, I want to get the Hopper and I want the iPad. They said, cool, no problem. And they start looking like, oh, you are an existing customer. We can give you the Hopper, but you can't get an iPad. He said, so you mean to tell me the iPad is only some new people and I've been with y'all for 5 years?
Yeah.
Is that the way you treat people? So what you want me to do is you want me to go to DirecTV, stay with them, then you want me to call you back to get a free iPad or whatever? Because I go to DirecTV, and I mean, he just was drilling them.
I would have went off. He
was just drilling them. And I mean, he did not get a free iPad in the end, but he like, they cut his bill in half for like the next 6 months.
I would have left at least for 2 weeks. It pisses my wife off because I have no loyalty whatsoever to any cable provider. I will straight leave you and come back in 2 weeks. I will be back in 2 weeks, but I will straight leave you. I have no loyalty whatsoever. So yeah, but you got to, again, you got to keep them honest. And they just trying to get money. I don't know. I probably would have. I would have found a way to get my free iPad, because I probably would have left, and I probably would have had my wife call back and get the cable in her name through.
Yeah. Get the iPad.
She ain't a customer. She just moved in. I need that iPad. Yeah, I would have found a way to get it in there, man. But yeah, you should. You should. I hadn't heard about the dispute, though. I didn't know they had a dispute with Dish Network. I knew there were several disputes with some other cable providers, but I didn't know Dish Network had one with CBS. That's a big one right there.
Yeah, CBS is huge. And just hardly anything, I know the listeners heard me talk about my stove being going out a couple weeks ago. You don't realize how much you use something until you don't have
it. That's it, man. I mean, I was
never realized how much I watch CBS that I don't have it.
And especially Notre Dame. you ain't missed much this season. That's why you ain't noticed you ain't watched the game, because you realize you ain't missed nothing this season.
Probably so. They've been getting thrilled like everybody else.
Yeah, they have.
Probably so.
That's probably been the biggest reason, man. All right, man, let's hit a couple games. We're going to take a break. We're going to hit a couple games. We're going to take a break, man. I want to go and lead off with me, one of the team that I love right now, the player that I love right now, famous Jameis, man.
Yeah.
Famous Jameis put up 35 points in the first quarter versus NC State. Brother, I flipped at point number 20. They was at 14 going in for 21. And I proceeded to watch. I was up here. I was watching flip between that and the Alabama game. And by the time when they went in for 35, I said, man, I would have a better – my time would be better spent playing PlayStation right now. So I flipped the game off and cut the PlayStation off. Brother, it was good to see Florida State come out balling, because, you know, many teams, once they get to their lofty expectations, they tend to have a big letdown. Florida State is known for having big letdowns, man. But famous Jameis came out there chunking the rock all over the field for close to 300 yards, because I don't think he played too deep into the game. But Florida State, man, Florida State looks – and, dude, I was watching some of their running backs. Florida State look real, real good. That defense is trio. I mean, Florida State look real good, bro.
I mean, and I will agree with you. They look good pretty much across the board.
Yeah.
Compared to Clemson on every aspect.
Yeah.
From D-line, O-line, special teams, wide receivers, linebackers, safeties, cornerbacks. Obviously, the quarterback was better. Running back. I mean, every position. And just the physical build of the way Florida State look, their physique. They're like, you know, they got some big cats, they got some muscular cats.
Yeah.
Whatever program they're doing down there is Florida is working.
Yeah, bro, it's working, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we missed last week, so we didn't get to talk the Clemson game and the way FSU blowed them out. I mean, it's just like, it was like a Pee Wee team playing a power high school team. I mean,
it really was.
I mean, it was like, are you serious? Are these dudes even in the same league as each other? I mean, they it looked like they should not be on the same field with each other, man.
Especially, I mean, if you step back for a second and think, okay, this was, correct me if I'm wrong, this was the number three team in the nation?
Clemson was the number three team, and FSU was the number five team in the
number
country.
Number three team, in the country. And not only did you beat them, for one, you embarrassed them, and then second, you went to, I don't know who had the name first, I'm assuming they stole it from LSU, because when you throw it on there, it's really a Death Valley, but you go down to Death Valley, cool, it's supposed to be an intimidating stadium and atmosphere and everything, and literally, by 5 minutes within the game, the crowd was silent.
Well, Death Valley is supposed to allude to what's going to happen to the opponent, not the home team.
Because
that was a team kill that night. Unfortunately, it was the home team. I mean, they got massacred, my man. I mean, at some point, it was just like, are you seriously? Seriously? I mean, this seems like propaganda here. This seems like this was something built up that never was intended to come to fruition. I mean, dude, it was, again, Famous Jameis, I know, and I've watched now some complete games of Johnny Manziel, who is still a phenomenal football player. Have watched Marcus Mariota. I do think Marcus Mariota is a phenomenal talent. I think he is one of the top two or three players in the country. But I'm sorry, the poise and leadership that Famous Jameis demonstrates as a redshirt freshman, to me, catapults him above both of those guys when he steps on the field. It's like he never, and it's not just that he never has in doubt what he can do, but to me, watching his players, his teammates, it's like they know in Jameis we trust. I mean, it's like they never have a doubt, because it's like they look over to him and like, oh, we all right. We straight. And to me, I don't know. I think Mariota and Manziel do that on the field as well. I think people know somehow, some way, they finna make something happen. But to me, when they look at Famous Jameis, it's like, oh, no, we good. I mean, I'm comfortable. I'm not even worried. I'm not even anxious to see when it's going to happen, because I know he got me.
Yeah. The only argument I would have.
Okay.
Is that if we're looking at straight play, and I look at the whole team picture, if this player, because that was the argument we had with Johnny and A.J. McCarron last year. If A.J. is not on a team, Alabama is still going to be a top five team. May not be number one. The other quarterback may throw a pick here in a crucial time that might lose them one game or so.
That's right.
Which A.J. has done in the past. They're still going to be a top five team.
I agree.
If you look at Johnny, he doesn't have the team he had last year. They were a better team last year.
I agree. Yeah.
This year, it is just him. Now, hear me out, listeners. And I'm trying to get the whole picture done. And if I was a Heisman Trophy voter, which I don't know the
make
I don't know
better.
The scale that they're going off of is what attributes they have to test off of or vote off of. But if I'm a former Heisman Trophy winner and I want somebody to take the next reign of the next Heisman Trophy winner, I'm looking at the attributes that I just described. If that person wasn't on the team, would they even be winning? And I think for the last couple, not all of them, but for the last couple Heisman Trophy winners, as far as Johnny, Texas A&M wouldn't have been the same. As far as Auburn, Cam Newton, Auburn wouldn't have been the same. RG3, they wouldn't have been the same.
The only winner that did win that would have been, they still would have been the same team, was Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
But we've had a discussion about he didn't win that anyway.
We already talked about that. So I'm looking at that. But I'm also, because of the type of person I am, everybody might not be this way, but I'm looking at the person's attitude, how they carry themselves. What I said earlier, the thoughts of their fellow man, whether it be teammate or opponent. You still can want to bash your opponent in, but have some respect for him.
Right.
You know, what Johnny does, I mean, he has gotten to the point where I'm so disgusted of him as a person that, I hope he fall off a bridge.
I mean, his sportsmanship is absolutely, he disgraces the game of football.
Yeah, it's garbage. It is really garbage. You can be intense. You can want to, stump a mud hole in your opponent, but you can have some respect for that person for what they do and how they do.
That's right.
And everything that he does is tasteless. And I remember in the Auburn game, right before we went up on that last drive, he scored off the bootleg or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to go after our player.
And our player, he tried, didn't get there, started running directly to the huddle.
Yep.
Johnny turned around and was looking for him and trying to track him down to hunt him down to say something to him.
Yep.
But the ref jumped in.
Yep. I seen that too. Yep.
And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I really want somebody to go ahead on and get them a 4-5 game suspension off him.
Yeah,
I mean, I really, and it's bad, but I kind of want him to hop in somebody's face and somebody really, like, literally, like he have to be carried off the field because he got knocked. I mean, I don't want a hit. I want a punch to knock him unconscious. I want it to be replayed for weeks to come. I want somebody to hit him with a right hook that they put in the refs meeting at the end of the year. Be like, look, see, if this ever happened again, you got to suspend everybody.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I really do. Because, like you said, the level of disrespect that he brings to the game is absolutely Big Drake. And again, now it's my show. I can say what I want to.
Now speak on it. Speak on it.
I can say what I want to. Had he been a black player, the antics that this boy does on the football field would never, ever be tolerated. Ever.
Yeah.
Hands down, it would never be tolerated. Neither would they ever be able to be claimed to be a Heisman Trophy winner, candidate, leading, or even thought of in any kind of major athletic award.
Yeah.
You let RG3 do what this boy did during his years. He would never have won.
Cam Newton, especially.
Oh, my God. They
already wanted to crucify
that's
him.
That's what I said. They wanted to crucify Cam for stuff that Cam never did anyway. So, it's my show. I can say what I want to. I want to. But if this kid had been African American, he would never be allowed to do the stuff he does. Never. And get away with it.
I mean, he is a straight up punk.
Yes.
On the field. I mean, if I'm looking at, because I'm voting for Heisman.
Yep.
If I look at the physical and what he does on the field, it would be between him and Mariota, personally, to me at this point.
I got you.
Famous is awesome, but we just kind of compared them to Clemson, who maybe everybody jumped on the bandwagon a little too soon because they beat Georgia a little early. But I don't say people jumped on the bandwagon. Doggone it, Clemson is supposed to have a good team.
They should have.
You know, they do have a good team. Florida State is just much better.
And their coach is retarded.
Yeah, true that. And we just compare how the physique and physical stature and athletic ability, how Florida State was superior to Clemson. So I'm thinking if Florida State had a half-decent quarterback, I'm going to say this, and for all your Auburn listeners, you might not like it, but I'm going to be honest. I think Nick Marshall is a subpar quarterback. He's not great.
Oh no!
If Nick Marshall was on Florida,
average quarterback.
If Nick Marshall was on Florida State team, I think they'd still be winning.
I agree.
So, and the other aspect of it is the character issues that I'm having. I can't vote for Johnny, and from what I've heard about Mariota up in Oregon, is that everybody from his teammates to coaches to just random people they have interviewed, they're like, he is just genuinely an awesome person. Yeah. Besides football.
Right.
I mean, he is just a good dude. He always, you know, he's the star quarterback of the number two or three team, whatever they are. I mean, he opens doors for people that he don't know. Hey, how you doing? I mean, he really genuinely care.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, he doesn't get the attention that, you know, old Punky Boy, Punky Brewster down there at Texas A&M is getting. And it's really driving me, man. I mean, I want to drive down to College Station, wait for him at practice, give me a pair of brass knuckles, and Mike Tyson that dude out.
Knock him out. I want to see somebody Mike Tyson, bro. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Mike Tyson him on out, bro.
See, in one game, I wanted to be in the game. I wanted to be on national TV, and I wanted to be played over and over again on ESPN. I don't want it in a bar fight. I don't want nobody to catch him after the game. I want it in the middle of the game. I want Mike Tyson to suit up and sneak onto the field at defensive end, and one play when he get back up, just straight lay him out.
I want to knock him out. Then I will proceed to relieve myself on his face. That's the way I feel about that young man.
It's true, man. Big Drake, I want somebody Ayuking him. You remember that?
He needs the people's elbow.
I want somebody to stroll Street Fighter. Ayuking, just put him out of his misery.
Yeah, just first.
Yeah. And so, hey, you only hear that on this show. Everybody else continues to sing Johnny's praises, but I'm tired of him.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
It's over. I'm tired of him. And on the flip side, I absolutely love Mike Evans. I don't know, brother, if I was an NFL GM, if I got anywhere in that. Now, I probably would not spend top five, but if I got any pick lower than five in the first round of the NFL draft, from what I've seen this season alone, Mike Evans is my pick. I don't care who my other receivers are. I need Mike Evans on my team. Oh, my God, I love the way this kid plays football.
Just to make sure for listeners, Mike Evans is the wide receiver at Texas A&M.
Dude, this boy is a beast. Our defense played phenomenal, especially second half and that fourth quarter. But even in the greatness that our defense was playing, there was no way anybody on our team had the ability to stop Mike Evans. The only time Mike Evans was stopped is if the ball literally just did not come to him. There was no stopping him, man. I mean, and it wasn't just because of our talent. He did that against Alabama. He's done that against everybody I've seen them play. I haven't seen anybody stop him. I've seen him stop himself.
And he really does it easily. I mean, yes. He makes it look easy.
I mean, he really does, dog. Watching him, you would think it's Calvin Johnson playing in college again.
Yeah, really, yeah.
He plays at that level right there. I mean, when you watch, because, you know, you watch the Bama game, and, you know, being the nerd I am, I know the talent Alabama has on their team. I've looked at their recruits. So I know all of their cornerbacks run 4.4, 4.5s legitimately, because I know what they recruit. I've seen their talent. They got 4 and 5-star cornerbacks. When you see this man literally leave them from the line, I mean, it's like, oh, my God, did he just run past them? I mean, he was running past him. And then if he didn't run past you, he just jumped over you and took the ball out your hands. So he's a phenomenal feat, man. I think the kid should be a first-round pick, a high first-round pick. If you're looking for a go-to receiver, give me Mike Evans all day right now. Give me Mike Evans, man. All right, Big Drunk, we're going to come on back with some more football. Want to get into to a lot of these games, man. We'll hit some of these SEC games. So two unbeaten went down that I did not expect to go down.
We got 2 weeks to cover.
Yeah. So we're going to hit some highlights from last week, and then we're going to cover these week's games, man. So, hey, sit back, ride tight with your boys, man. We're going to hit all this football. We ain't going to leave you wounding nothing. We apologize, we went on last week, but it's all good. We'll make up for it this week, man. Hey, so stay tight with your boy. Keep it, Big Drake made me a radio show. You know how we do.
This is my example. I'm so grateful, so I praise you, Lord. Not for what you do for me, just simply for who you are. Thank you for the favor, but Jesus, you are the only star. We take it down to the wire. Then pride gotta go. Cause for me to live from higher, it's gonna take for me to get low. Get low. Let the Lord be the Lord and get low. Get low. Get low. Let him shine, let him go. Let him drive. No, I know humility goes against everything you know. Get low, get low. Let the Lord be the Lord and get low. Get low, get low. When I say get low, I don't mean on that dance floor. Hey. Jesus Christ, who I stand for. Yeah. He the king of this castle, got that book tucked where that strap go. Opposition to get mashed on. Yeah. I don't claim to be the man, no. I'm just a sinner, his hands on. I chill whenever the Lord say chill. When I get him, whenever he say get him. Get him. Moving for the head of the enemy. Ready when you better be on everything. I'd rather be with him. Yeah. We on a mission and it won't cease till we lead the enemy in a lethal condition. Feeble and weak, beaten, left in the street leaking. He the king and we are his children. I know this thing ain't about me. No. He could do all this without me. Yeah. If he choose to include me, then just check your fruit and don't doubt me. I lift him up and I stay low. Ain't a place that he can't go. J to E to S, U S, O, yes, the name that I bank on. I'm young, I'm fly, I'm saved though. His blood run through my veins though. In love with the covenant, covered up under it, tell the grave that I can't go. My faith high, my pride low. I keep the word of my God close. Now I can see with my eyes closed. Glory go to the Most High. We need to get down to the wire. That pride gotta go. Cause for me to live from higher, it's gonna take for me to get low. Get low. Let the Lord